Now he's told here in chapter 13, and I should call your attention now, we've come to another major division of the book. The land is divided now. Although they haven't got it all, as we've said before, they were given 300,000 square miles. They only possessed, even in their heyday, 30,000 square miles. Now, we find here in chapters 13 through 21, the land is divided. And we find that actually the command of Joshua is terminated. That is no longer General Joshua. He's now called upon to divide the land. And we find here in chapter 13 that the thing that he's called upon especially to do is to make sure that these 2.5 tribes are confirmed in what Moses had promised to them. And that's very important to see. He says, "Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance unto the 9 tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh, with whom the Reubenites and the Gadites have received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond Jordan eastward, even as Moses the servant of the Lord gave them." Now, they were to be given this on the other side, Jordan. Moses had promised it to them, and now they are to receive it, the Reubenites and the Gadites. Now, the half-tribe of Manasseh, half of that tribe was over on the other side of the Jordan River. And that now is to be confirmed to them.